Back home, we have a new report this morning looking into the Labor government's six-year fiscal record. It highlights the risk of fiscally optimistic projections. Labor's fiscal projections before the 2017 election have resulted in $18 billion discrepancy between intended and actual expenditure by the end of 2019. New Zealand Initiative Executive Director Oliver Hartwich is with us on this. Oliver, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
That 2019 thing is pre-COVID, obviously, so therefore if you took in COVID, that's part of the whole equation, what you can and cannot see coming, presumably.
Exactly. So I think it is important to say that actually Labour's fiscal record started going off the rails well before COVID. So you mentioned 2019. Remember the fiscal hole debate in 2017? Mm. That was when Stephen Joyce said, actually, Labour's plans don't add up. Well, actually, they did add up mathematically. The problem was they were way too optimistic. So Labour told us they are going to do swimmable rivers and getting out of carbon emissions and solving the housing market and doing all these wonderful things on the smell of an oily rag. So basically, $11.7 billion extra spending over 5 years was what Labour said they would need to achieve all of their lofty goals. And then by 2019, we found out they had already spent $29 billion more. So actually, it started before COVID. Then, of course, COVID happened. It opened all the floodgates, and suddenly there was spending like there's no tomorrow. And then once COVID was over, Labour kept the spending levels at the level that they were at in 2020, so the year of crisis when COVID first happened. So you can actually see that Labour simply didn't have any great strategy of keeping finances tight as they claimed in 2017. Instead, they just spent like there's no tomorrow.
Chris Hipkins was on this program yesterday and I was tackling him about the COVID and recovery budget. He used the word recovery, and recovery is everything, he said, or he claimed recovery is everything. So in other words, yes, there's more money. Yes, it's all borrowed money. But if you put it under the headline of recovery, you can spend it on anything you want. And that's all about attitude, isn't it?
Well, that's Labour's attitude. Instead, we need a different kind of recovery. We need a fiscal recovery where we actually repay some of the debt, at least, that we incurred over the last 6 years. The thing is, actually, for the extra spending in just Labour's 5 years, we would need 5 months of all the tax revenue in this country to repay that debt.
The number I am sort of sad and fascinated by is the towards $10 billion it's going to cost us very shortly to just pay the interest on the debt we've got, $10 billion just to service the interest cost. Do you think anyone actually cares about that? And that's why they get away with it?
It is really hard to understand these figures when you just talk in billions, because a billion is such a large amount of money. I think you just have to break it down almost to what it means per household, what it means for the tax burden, the debt burden that each household now faces. Maybe then we get to some numbers that people understand a bit more easily. But once you talk in these big abstract numbers, I think you've lost most voters.
What about the poll that we saw yesterday from the National Party's tax policy? Many people don't believe that they can afford it, yet they still want a tax. So once again, do you think that people care about debt?
I think it just shows that people have become cynical, and maybe that's another result of the 2017 debacle. So we have seen in the past parties promising everything and not having the means to do it, and now voters don't expect anything else, not from Labour and not from any other party for that matter.
Nice to talk to you, Oliver. As always, Oliver Hartwich, New Zealand Initiative Executive Director. Worth getting hold of the deficit diary, 6 years of red. It's depressing, but it's our debt and we're going to have to deal with it. 19 minutes away from 7.